Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for what you are said to do this morning. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank you for being a part of our broadcast. Thank you for joining us last week for such a most remarkable moment with Mr. Wale Abairi. Thank you for joining us. The Lord bless you and cause His face to shine on you in the precious name of Jesus. This morning, I'll be speaking on irresponsibility, the devil's workshop. Irresponsibility, the devil's workshop. And I'll be taking my reference from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, reading from verse 11. Genesis, chapter 3, reading from verse 9. Let's start from verse 9. It says, "The Lord God called Adam, 'Where are you?' Verse 10. He replied, 'I heard you, so I eat. I was afraid because I was naked.' 'Who told you that you were naked?' The Lord God asked, 'Have you eaten from the fruit I commanded you not to eat?' 'Yes,' Adam admitted, 'but it was the woman you gave me who brought me the fruit, and I ate.'" Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this morning I'll be speaking on irresponsibility, the devil's workshop. By way of introduction, I would like to say that we live in a world where most decisions and actions are controlled by negative philosophies and ideologies that are propagated by individuals with myopic and distorted understanding that are born out of crude experiences. It has been noted that an idle man is the devil's workshop. What a great thought! But I would like to expound this further from a different perspective, that irresponsibility is the devil's workshop. What makes a man a tool or an instrument in the hands of the devil is not lack of doing something, but irresponsibility. Now, I would like us to look at the meaning of the word idle. The word idle means lacking a sense of responsibility. To be idle means to lack the sense of responsibility. I tell you, this definition brought a remarkable change within my understanding. Hallelujah. And I believe it is doing the same in your mind. Traditionally, loads of people believe that not doing something is what makes them or makes a man idle. But that is not correct. Being idle is not just doing nothing, but being idle is lacking a sense of responsibility. It also means lacking the conscious awareness or lacking the mentality or the mindset that binds a man to a course of action required for specific achievements. I would like to emphasize again on the definition of idleness. to be idle as a man, as a youth, a young adult, is not just doing something, but lacking the mentality of responsibility. When a man is not responsible, therefore it means that the man is idle. Therefore, I would like to submit today that it is irresponsibility that makes a man a tool in the hands of the devil. When you find people who are given to vices, when you find people who are given to all manner of inordinate actions, when you find people who are engaged in fraudulent activities, people who are engaged in rape, in kidnapping, in robbery, in crimes, what makes them such or do such is not because they are idle or not doing something, but because they are irresponsible. It is irresponsibility that makes a man go into rape. It is irresponsibility that makes a man get himself involved in fraudulent activities. It is irresponsibility that makes a man get himself involved in kidnapping. It is irresponsibility that makes a man get himself involved in corrupt activities. What makes a man a tool in the hands of the devil is not lack of doing something, but irresponsibility. I pray today in the name of Jesus that God Himself will impart you with grace to become responsible in the name of Jesus. God's principle for man, God's thinking about you and I, is to be responsible, to get ourselves engaged with the things required in order to achieve great results in life. Therefore, today I would like to encourage you to choose to be responsible today. And to be responsible, I would like to outline to you and I today the following principles. You want to be responsible? Number one, don't wait for external motivations. If you want to be responsible, if you want to achieve your goals in life, you want to engage yourself in meaningful activities, don't wait for external motivations. You do not want to be a tool in the hands of the devil to engage yourself in corrupt practices, fraudulent activities, unnecessary and inordinate vices. I would like to encourage you this morning, don't wait for external motivations. Don't wait to be motivated from the external, from people, from the environment you live, but learn to stay self-motivated. Number two, you want to be responsible. You do not want to be a tool in the hands of the devil. Number two, create intrinsic encouragements. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. David had no reason to be encouraged. David had no reason to forge ahead. But the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. I encourage you today. I speak to you today. In times of difficulties, in times of pressure, always learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. David said in Psalm 121, he said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You need to understand that God is the source of your help. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. God is the source of help. Even when you have lost the strength to forge ahead. Learn to look up to God for encouragement. Hallelujah. And number three, don't look for anyone to blame but yourself. Never you blame anyone for the successes or the failures you record as an individual. If you want to be responsible in life, learn to blame yourself for everything you go through. Learn to blame yourself for the failures you record. Learn to blame yourself for anything that happens to you. Adam said to God, "It is the woman you gave me that gave me the fruit to eat." That was the height and the peak of irresponsibility. The devil will not use you as a tool in his hand when you blame yourself for all the results or for the things that happens to you. Don't blame anyone for the things that happens to you. Number four, you want to be responsible? Don't search for excuses to give. Do not give excuses for failure. Do not give excuses for failure. The reason why people have become tools in the hands of the devil is because they are always in a search for excuses to give for failure. Glory to God. Number five, develop the sense of urgency to life. You want to be responsible in life, develop the sense of urgency. And in doing this, you must learn to avoid procrastination. Procrastination, like it has always been said, it is the thief of time. Procrastination is one of the self-imposed limitations on people. The more you avoid procrastination in your life, the more successful you become. A man that does not value time is a man that does not value life. I encourage you today, develop the sense of urgency to life, the sense of urgency to work, the sense of urgency in business, the sense of urgency in ministry. And to do this is to avoid procrastination. Glory to God. Number six, you want to be responsible. You don't want to be a tool in the hands of the devil. Then you need to set goals and organize your resources around it. Set goals and organize your resources around it. Glory to God. One of the things I have discovered about people in our world is that I have discovered that so many people do not set goals. Those who do not set goals are those who are not willing to be responsible. Do you want to be responsible? Then set goals and organize your resources around it. Number seven, dare to believe. Hallelujah. Dare to believe. And in doing this, you need to choose to fail. A man who has not given himself the opportunity to fail is a man who will never take any calculated risk to success in life. If you choose not to fail, it shows you have just signed an agreement never to succeed. Give yourself the permission to fail if you want to be responsible in life. And finally, believe in yourself. Do you want to be responsible? You do not want to be a tool in the hands of the devil? Then believe you can. Believe you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think you can, then you can. If you believe in yourself that you will succeed, you will succeed. The greatest limitation to a man is the man himself. Believe you can, and you will succeed. And on a final note this morning, irresponsibility is fundamentally the state of a man's mind than the physical. I believe that God has blessed you this morning. I believe these words have imparted grace into your heart. I would like to say this morning, thank you for joining me on this broadcast today. And I would like to wish you a wonderful, remarkable day ahead in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me. Do join me tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. to 6:45 a.m. for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Stay inspired. My name once again is Kurt Odige. God bless you. Hallelujah.